Hello, and welcome to Harp Column Podcast, taking you behind the stories in Harp Column from a practical harpist's perspective. My name is Christina Finch, and I will be your guide to all things harp. I thought we'd try something a little different for today, and I hope you enjoy episode 31, which I'm calling my Harpy Christmas Listening Party. If you've been on Facebook in the past few weeks, you've undoubtedly seen the live streams that we at Harp Column have been releasing featuring the artists and music of harpcolumnmusic.com. All I could say at the end of the 5 days of live streams was take my money. I bought every single one of the books that were featured on these streams, and my holiday gig book is all the better for it. I must say, though, the one thing I kept thinking when I was watching these streams was how nice it would be to hear not just a sample of an arrangement or composition, but instead the work in its entirety. So, I reached out to the 6 contributing performer arranger composers that were featured in these live streams and invited them to my party. Guess what? You are invited too. So sit back and enjoy episode 31 of Harp Column Podcast. Anne Sullivan is a master performer, teacher, and an expert at helping students achieve harp happiness. She is an author and arranger of numerous works for harp and has published a series of ear training books specifically for the harp student. Her 2 books of holiday arrangements, available on harpcolumnmusic.com, feature 6 English and German carols.
Hi, I'm Anne Sullivan. This is the German carol Kling Glöckchen, which means ring little bell. In this arrangement, I tried to capture that sparkly, chiming bell sound. To me, it sounds just like Christmas.
Krista Grix fell under the spell of harp during her first lesson at age 16. 2 years earlier, she was transfixed by live jazz during a performance at her high school. The 2 influences have shaped, but not limited, her explorations and accomplishments on the instrument. Krista has 6 arrangements of holiday tunes on Harp Column Music, all sold individually.
Hi, I'm Krista Grix, and I hope you'll enjoy my arrangement of In the Bleak Midwinter. In every piece I write or arrange, I try to find elements that will engage and interest both the listener and you, the harpist. In this particular arrangement, I was inspired by Bach. I use elements of the air on a G string as a unifying theme in this arrangement, as well as I'm using a 2-part invention in the style of Bach as an interlude. Enjoy In the Bleak Midwinter.
Thank you.
Stephanie Clausen, classically trained pedal harpist, Celtic-loving folk harpist, Sinatra-playing pop artist. Although Stephanie has been specializing in early and Renaissance harp music for over 17 years, her diverse repertoire encompasses classical, folk, pop, and sacred music. Her collection, Light So Brilliant, includes 16 carols and medleys for solo lever or pedal harp that clock in around 55 minutes when played in total. Perfect for that 1 hour set. Today, Stephanie will play her arrangement of a combination of two Christmas tunes, Willie Take Your Little Drum and Il est né le divin enfant, from this book.
So I started the piece off with a very solemn introduction, and then it transitions into Willie Take Your Little Drum with tapping on the soundboard, and it's very fun to watch people turn and suddenly listen and have that rhythm just take people by surprise. And then there's another exciting moment later on when we transition into Il est né le divin enfant, because that's in a major key. So going from that minor to major keeps that energy up. It's just very fun to play throughout.
Thank you.
Brett Barnwell has undertaken a varied career as a classical and Celtic harpist, composer, conductor, cellist, French horn player, and organist. As a harpist, he's focused on music for healing, sacred, and meditative purposes, and has played for numerous events in churches, hospices, nursing homes, and hospitals. His collection of 6 Christmas songs titled A Christmas Serenade is full of really juicy arrangements that are a great addition to any holiday gig book.
I have always loved European Christmas carols, and this particular French carol, Ding Dong Merrily on High, has long been one of my favorites. I wanted to make a harp arrangement of it that wasn't too difficult to play, but captured the sound of bells ringing and bells pealing. So I find this a lot of fun to play, and I think it's very effective on the harp. Hope you'll enjoy it.
Megan Matheny uses her classical training to push the envelope of her harp playing, using this instrument to create a sound and style that are truly her own. Her music showcases a mix of jazz, folk, contemporary, and classical styles that always drive after authentic, meaningful expression. Her collection, Bernard's Christmas, Variations on Works by Bernard Andres, is a collection for solo lever and pedal harp. Each piece uses selections of music by Bernard Andres and combines it with a Christmas carol. Can we say perfect? For students, for professionals, for everyone. Today, Megan performs for us her arrangement of Carol of the Bells, combined with Bernard Andres' Rimbambel No. 5.
I love these two pieces together because they combine the excitement and energy of Christmas that we hear in Carol of the Bells, along with the quiet, reflective, yearning spirit of Advent that we can draw from Rimbambel. Thank you.
Our last performer for this episode is Amanda Whiting, a harpist with a difference. Her music ranges from classical to contemporary, specializing in modern jazz. Her collection, 12 Jazzy Christmas Songs, includes arrangements of well-known carols as well as original tunes. I love this book, along with all of the other Pedal Sliders collections on HarpCollum Music, because they are approachable and playable, but they make you sound like you totally know how to play jazz, even if you don't.
We wanted to write something new and fun which would fit in with any Christmas repertoire and be a little cheeky. Everyone loves elves, and the piece is just meant to be fun and upbeat, depicting a little elf being naughty and having fun. So this piece seems to have struck a chord with harpists, and the swing feel and diminished harmonies which we put in it made it really Christmassy.
I have a 3-year-old. He loves elves, and what is Christmas without elves, I suppose? So this piece is called Little Elfie, and I hope you like it.
That's it for our 31st episode. Many thanks to Anne Sullivan, Krista Grix, Stephanie Clausen, Rhett Barnwell, Megan Matheny, and Amanda Whiting for performing for our little holiday party. All performances were given by the composer-arrangers, except for poor Rhett, who injured his back recently. So that's me playing. Today's episode is brought to you by HarpCollum Music at harpcollummusic.com, where you can download PDFs of some of the best new arrangements of compositions for solo, ensemble, and chamber harp. To learn more about HarpCollum, please visit www.harpcollum.com and subscribe today to gain access to current and past issues, as well as a lot of great web content. My name is Dr. Christina Finch, and we at HarpCollum hope that you have a spectacular week.